Eric, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, very well, thank you. You had your Chamber of Commerce and Industry meeting yesterday. Now, let's start off by talking about the change of address and phone number.
Yes, we've moved from where we were before. We're now at 4 Rook Street, and that's right next to the fishing tackle place on the corner of Rook and Steel Street.
Yep, and a new number.
And our phone number's changed. It's now 6449-4065. Our email address remains the same at mail@bcci.org.au.
You're actually having a bit of a membership drive at the moment.
Yes, we are. We're anxious to get some new members, particularly the retail sector. So we're putting a special offer out at the moment. If you join before the 31st of January 2021, we'll give you 18 months membership, in other words, through to June 30, 2022, for a 12 months joining fee.
Okay.
Hopefully we'll encourage some more members to join, because the bigger the chamber is, the bigger our voice with both local council and government.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get on to some of your business discussed at your meeting. Tell us about this Thank You Devonport campaign.
Yes, it's part of our retail and tourism subcommittee activities. We wanted to get our retailers to acknowledge the fact that their customers have helped them through the COVID pandemic.
Mm.
Now, some of it's been online shopping, obviously. Some of it's been face-to-face. But we just felt that our retailers really need to make themselves known and thank their customers. So we've put a campaign out which encourages the retailers to put on their Facebook page or their Twitter page a thank you. And we're also putting that same entry into the Chamber of Commerce webpage as well, Facebook page. So just to give the retailers a bit of a boost and encourage the local shopping, basically.
Yeah. And speaking of shopping, Christmas coming up now, tell us about this community shop.
Yeah, we're teaming up with council. We're really doing a bit of advertising for council on this one. They're looking for some empty shops that the owners are prepared to let children into to decorate the windows for Christmas.
Okay.
Just to brighten up the mall, and well, not just the mall, but the mall and other places. With window decoration. So anybody that has got a shop should contact council and let them know that they've got a shop available, and they'll take it from there.
Now, let's talk agriculture, your subcommittee. You know, you're actually looking for new members?
Yes, we are. We've got a couple of members there at the moment. The subcommittee is headed up by Ian McLeod, that everybody in the agricultural sector would know. He's recently received some recognition and by an award for his services to agriculture. But he'd like to get a few more people on board his subcommittee. So anybody, again, that in the agricultural sector that's interested could contact our secretary on the phone number, which I've given you all the email, and they'd be more than happy to hear from you. Most of our subcommittees, actually, we're always looking for fresh ideas. For example, we've got an education and training subcommittee, which we're getting guest speakers from UTAS, we're getting the Minister for Education, Jeremy Rockmith. We're getting somebody from the secondary college system, somebody from Don College, somebody from TAFE to come and talk to us about what their sectors are doing in relation to training for commerce and industry. We've identified already a number of areas where we think it might be lacking, but we're inviting them along to come and answer our questions. And anybody that has an interest in that field, are more than welcome to, again, contact the Chamber. I actually head that subcommittee. It happens to be a pet subject of mine.
Yeah.
And I'm looking for any new members that are interested. We meet once a month, and we'd love to have you there. Our next meeting actually is on Monday of next week with the head of the Burnie campus of UTAS.
Right. Okay. Let's go to the airport now. This is going to interest not just business people, but everybody. So flights into Devonport. What's the latest?
On our industry committee, the general manager of the Devonport Airport heads our industry subcommittee. So he's been very active in trying to get flights back into Devonport. I believe they're coming back in from, I think it's the 27th of this month.
Yep.
It'll be the 32-seaters. It won't be the big Bombardier one with 70 seats. But obviously, as the business picks back up again, they'll be putting more and more larger aircraft on. My understanding is that the frequency of the flights will increase with the smaller number of seats available.
Yeah.
But that's good news. And we're also looking at getting more freight going out through the Devonport Airport as well.
Very good. So, yeah, that would make sense on the 27th because that's when the next easing of restrictions happen. Yeah.
That's right. I'm pretty sure it is the 27th.
Yeah.
I also understand that the general manager of Tasports, who, of course, owns the Devonport Airport,
yeah,
in the not-too-distant future, explaining what they're looking at in terms of the future of airports, etc.
All right. Anything else you want to mention before you go?
Yeah, one other thing. On the 9th of December at 5 o'clock at the Coiba Room at the Parramatta Centre, we're having a special general meeting to update our constitution. It's way out of date. For example, it doesn't allow internet banking at the moment, so that tells you how far out of date it is.
Yeah.
There's also going to be, following that, we don't expect that to take too long, but following that will be a general members meeting. Any members that have got anything they wish to raise are welcome to come along and raise it. And following that, at the Central Hotel at 6 for 6:30, we'll be having our Christmas function. $25 a head, which will be food. You buy your own drinks. But we'll supply the food. So we're looking forward to as many members as possible coming to that, although we're limited to a maximum of 50 because of, again, COVID restrictions.
Of course. All right, so what's that email address again?
mail@dcci.org.
Thanks for having a yarn, Eric.
Thank you very much.